English with Raymond, vocabulary practice. Can you guess what it is? Listen to the following five descriptions and decide what each item is. At the end of this recording, you will hear the answers to each item. Number one. What is cold to the touch, melts in your hand, and is used to cool down and make a drink cold? In other words, when you touch this, it's cold to the touch. And if you hold it in your hands, it will melt. This item is used to cool down and make a drink cold. Can you guess what it is? Number two. What is rectangular in shape, made of plastic or metal, and is used to light a cigarette? In other words, the shape is rectangular usually, and this item is made out of plastic or metal, and you use it to light a cigarette. Can you guess what it is? Number three. What is made of leather, rectangular shaped, and holds money bills and credit cards? In other words, this item is made out of leather, its shape is rectangular, and you use it to put money bills and credit cards in it. Can you guess what it is? Number four. What is found in a bathroom or kitchen, has a bowl, two faucets, and a drain, and is used to wash your hands? In other words, this item can be found in a bathroom or kitchen. It has a bowl and two faucets, one hot and one cold, and it also has a drain at the bottom. And this item is used to wash your hands. Can you guess what it is? Number five. What has three different colors, is used to stop traffic, and hangs over a road or street? In other words, there are three different colors on this item. And this item is used to stop traffic from moving. And it generally hangs over a street or a road. Can you guess what it is? Now you will hear the answers to the above five items. Number one, ice or ice cube. Number two, cigarette lighter. Number three, wallet. Number four, sink, basin, or wash basin. Number five, traffic light, street signal, traffic signal, or stoplight. This concludes this activity with vocabulary practice. If you have any questions, you can write to Raymond at English with Raymond at hotmail.com. I hope you enjoyed this activity.